music. It was September, I'm for logic. It was September, this is a tap music. It was September, holy relic. It was September, this is a tap.
You look around now, you look around now, you look around now, you look around, you look around. Till I write them all down on this piece of paper. Yeah. So are you ready? You're on my sound list. Digital war cause a black sound.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 132. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track by These New Puritans, and that song's called Attack Music. You can find that on the band's new album, Hidden, which came out March 2nd on Domino Records, a band from Southend-on-Sea in England. I like their last album an awful lot. I was excited to see a new one, and I like this one. I think it is just as experimental and bold as the last, but maybe not quite as hooky as the last, so take that for what it's worth. Maybe that's a better thing for you. I've got a lot of music this week, as has been the case lately, so let's jump right into it. This is the next track. This is a song called Billy's Jeans by Everyone Was in the French Resistance Now.
Yeah. considering the way you behaved, you probably got more children than Screaming Jay. You left us in such a mess. No need for a paternity test. More than just an educated guess. You've grown more than just a young girl's heart. My mother always told me, you, not me, were the mistake. She never regretted the chance she had to take. My mother always told me, everything you put her through. I told her, the only girl, illegitimate children all over the world. One day you're gonna get caught, and that's an awful lot of child support. You left us in such a mess. No need for a paternity test. More than just an educated guess. You wrote more than just a young girl's heart.
Dream.
Moon looks so sick.
Okay, that is JT in the Clouds with the song Fever Dream. That's on the band's album Caledonia. That was a self-release that comes out April 16th of this year. A band out of Chicago. And it, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Scotland Yard Gospel Choir. But that track there is kind of an aberration. The rest of it's a little more middle of the road, and that one's kind of pushing it. But, you know, there's something I do like about that. And I like anybody who gives you a little bit of soul in what they do. Before that, we heard from Everyone Was in the French Resistance Now. That song is called Billy's Jeans. That's G-E-N-E-S. That is from the band's album Fixin' the Charts Volume 1 that came out in January of this year on Cooking Vinyl. If that voice sounds familiar, that is Eddie Argos from Art Brut. And Diane Valdez, I believe, is his partner in crime for that one. And it's an entire album of songs that respond to other songs. And of course, that tells the other side of Billie Jean by Michael Jackson. Fun stuff, I think. And even outside the novelty, I enjoy the albums. Are the songs really good pop, actually, but it's going to be dogged because it's, you know, just kind of a novelty record. Anyway, we're going to continue on here with a band from New York. This is the Phenomenal Handclap Band with the song 15 to 20.
Savings and loan, we're speaking loudly and we're clearly on a megaphone. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. There's a red can, there's a blue can, there's a bright white can. So take your left thumb and twist it in your right hand. You can see that just around us, so just turn yourself in. We ain't asking again. We bought a lot of patience, but it's all wearing thin. your left arm and twist it in your right hand. So take your left arm and twist it in your right hand.
Little song there, isn't it? That is Hot Chip with the song Alley Cats off the band's new album One Life Stand that came out in February 9th of 2010 on Astralworks. That's like the band's fourth album, and I might be over them. I think at first it kind of seemed like pushing some envelope maybe, but no, not so much anymore. Some cute tracks, and that's about it. Before that was Big Sunglasses by the band Dragonette off the band's album Fixin' to Thrill. That came out last year, October, I think, on I Surrender Records. Band out of Toronto there, Dan Kurtz and Martina Sorbara, I think. I should really write these things down. And is it is all over the 80s again. Some tracks, like that one, maybe a little more updated. A few of them are a little more updated. And some of them sound like, oh, I don't know, Animotion or even Samantha Fox albums that came out in the mid and late 80s. So proceed with caution there. But if you're looking for a dance party, it's probably a good bet. And it was really good to run to at the gym. So maybe that gets the gym endorsement of the week. Before that, we heard from Phenomenal Handclap Band out of New York. That is from the band's self-titled album that came out last summer, June of last year, on Friendly Fire Records. The song we played was 15 to 20. That album in a whole doesn't do a whole lot for me, but that track I like, mostly because it just sounds like the Go Team, I think. So tread with caution there. Pop online, listen to that track, buy it, because I think it's a great one. But listen to the other things and see if you think it's a band that you might want to fit into your library. I see I'm out of time, so I better wrap things up quickly. I want to let you know how the Too Much Rock podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's pretty much that simple. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. And as always, I hope I make good choices and make a good podcast for you. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to close things this week with a nice expansive track, as we are wont to do here. This is a track by the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra, and the name of this song is called I Fed My Metal Bird the Wings of Other Metal Birds. Certainly. It's on the band's album Collapse Traditionales on the Constellation label, and I'm not sure. I think that's their label. It's been years since I kind of dug into that post-Godspeed You Black Emperor tribe to figure out what all's going on there. But this album came out in February. The band's from Montreal, of course. And it is, as you would expect, long and drawn out. Not as beautiful, maybe a little more hectic than you might expect from the band. So we'll let this one drift off, and you can make up your own mind. Thank you very much for listening. Catch you next week.